Good morning, Nanny.
How are you, Mr. Jack?
Fine. I thought I'd have breakfast here this morning.
Good. Did you have a pleasant dream?
Well, no.
Ah.
But they were lively.
Well, that's good.
Now, let's see. What is a Balinese breakfast? No huevos rancheros.
What?
Never mind. I'll have the mushroom omelet and I guess just coffee. Lots of coffee.
Okay, Mr. Jack.
Big, much coffee.
Okay.
I wonder why I feel so good this morning, considering that my dear old friend Miss Tiffany is slowly driving herself and everyone else nuts.
Big coffee.
Oh, great. That is powerful stuff.
Are you going to the big cremation this afternoon?
Cremation?
Yes.
Big cremation?
Yes.
Anyone I know?
A very rich man. But also people that cannot afford have been waiting and have dug up their dead to cremate along with the rich man.
Dug them up?
Oh, yes. They bury the body until they have enough money for the cremation. It can be very expensive.
Well, that's where they build the towers and all sorts of things to burn up.
Right. They build of wood and bamboo and decorate all over with tinsel and silk. There is much music and it is very festive. It's occasion for gaiety, not for sadness.
I hate to say it, but it sounds like fun.
Yes. The burning of the corpse is to liberate their soul so they can attain the higher world and be free for reincarnation into better being.
I'm all for that.
If your behavior on earth is good, you will be born back in Bali as a superior person.
But what if your behavior has not been so good?
Then maybe you are born into lower caste.
No, I mean if you've been really bad.
Well, then maybe you'll be punished by reborn after, often for thousands of years, as a dog.
Well, that's not so bad. I'd like dogs.
Or a snake.
Snake.
Or a worm.
No thanks.
Or a poisonous mushroom.
A what?
A poisonous mushroom.
Oh, a mushroom. You're kidding, right? A mushroom?
Yes, a poisonous mushroom. I will get omelette for you.
Well, cremation. Maybe Tiffany would be interested in going.
Mr. Jack's mushroom omelette.
Looks delicious. I hope there are no bad incarnated souls in here, right?
You never know.
Well, if there are, it's delicious.
You see, Mr. Jack, to Balinese, after you die, the soul is what is important, not the body. Sometimes we bury the body for months or even years before we have enough money for cremation.
You mentioned that.
Sometimes there is so little left when we dig it up, or we find only few bones.
Just a few bones.
Sometime, if you've only been in the ground for a short time.
Oh, look, I
sometime you see the body being poked.
Poked?
Poke. Poke.
Oh, poked.
Yeah, poke.
Poked.
Poke so it burn good.
Yeah.
Yes, and you have to watch out because sometimes the fire gets very hot. The skull can go pop. Explode. Pop. Like that.
Yeah, I get it.
Omelette is good?
It was.
You are not finished?
No, I don't think so.
More coffee?
No.
I removed them, yeah?
Yeah. Well, that was a very entertaining breakfast.
Good.
Hello?
It's me.
Hi.
Good news.
What? Shouldn't I be feeling fine?
Tiffany, it's just me.
I'm sorry. I'm a little touchy today.
There's a procession this morning, and then I think they're going to toast bodies all afternoon.
Sounds terrific.
It's festive, isn't it?
It's terrific.
Jack, did you know before the Dutch took over, there was the Indian custom of suttee?
Suttee? Yeah, isn't that when the living wives were burnt along with their dead husbands?
Uh-huh. The widows of deceased noblemen were burned alive on their husband's pyre.
Yeah. When did they stop doing that?
Early 1600s. They also burned the servants, too.
Yeah. Barbecued butlers.
Yeah, they say the widows had a choice whether they wanted to be burned or not. But it was a great honor to leap into the flames.
Oh, sure. Snap, crackle, or pop, huh?
Not funny.
So the Dutch did take all the fun out of it, huh?
It's one of the few good things the damn Dutch did do.
So the Dutch were around for quite a while.
If you want to know the exact date, in 1597 they discovered Bali. It made such a sensation in Holland that the Dutch East India Company was formed.
The Dutch East India Company?
It was an organization of merchants and traders. Their goal was to exploit the islands. They promoted wars, seized lands, the usual stuff. After 2 centuries of this, the Dutch government had to throw out the East India Company.
Why?
They were so corrupt.
Oh.
The government took over, and that was followed by incredible massacres of the Balinese. This archipelago, the islands of Java, Sumatra, and so on, were known as the Spice Islands. That was one of the main resources the Dutch wanted.
When did they finally leave?
World War II, the Japanese drove them out. Immediately after the war ended, Indonesia was formed, and they declared themselves independent. But the damn Dutch came right back again, invaded. And the battles went on until finally in 1947 they left. And of course, they left a mess behind.
Interesting.
Yes, isn't it?
No, I was thinking of the English, how they took over India through the British East India Company. Big business.
People never see the spoon and strings. Even in democracies, the government maintains the illusion of serving the people. But it's business, as usual.
Looks like there's 8 or 9 cremations going on here. Every one of them has its own gamelan. And each orchestra, it's going on at the same time.
Have you ever watched a corpse burn?
Only from a distance. Never this close.
They really do a big send-off.
What do they do with the ashes?
They're taken to the seashore or to a river if the ocean is too far away.
All these different smells. So rich, so pungent.
The air is heavy with an odor peculiar to cremations, which haunts one for hours after. A mixture of decaying organic matter, sweating bodies, trampled grass, charred flesh, and smoke. The mob plunders the towers to rescue the mirrors, silks, and tinsel before it's set on fire.
People are going into trances all over the place.
The men in charge poke the corpses with long poles, adding debris from the towers, all the while joking and talking to the corpse. The crowd is neither affected nor touched by the weird sight of corpses bursting out of the half-burned coffins. They become anxious only when the body is swayed apart.
Wow, did you see that? The skull exploded.
Soon the coffin collapses. Water is poured over the embers. The remaining bits of bone are piled into a little mound which is covered with palm leaves. Green branches are tied to each of the four posts of the cremation pavilion and surrounded by a rope of white yarn, closing it to forget the dead.
It's him, the old priest. He's like here and not here. I see him, and yet I see right through him. Odd. As I get closer, he becomes more transparent. He's just light. Nothing but light. I feel him drawing me closer to step into him, into the light.
Do you hear me?
I hear you, but I don't see you.
You must hear what I say. Do you hear me?
I hear you.
You must be here. Do you hear me?
Yes, I'm here.
Evil forces exist because it is God's game. We cannot know good by itself because we are not God. In our smallness, we have to have the evil to show us the good. Then we can deserve to live in the heaven because we have learned about the harmony, the sacrifice, the blessing, and the gift to the gods. Only then can we make the safe passage. Do you hear me?
Yes. But why do you tell me this? He's gone.
The remaining ashes are blessed and placed in an urn. A coconut inscribed with a magic symbol and wrapped in white cloth. Just before the sun has begun to set, a procession is formed for the march to the sea, or the river if the sea is too far away. The priest wades into the water to ask the sea or river spirit to carry the ashes safely out. The ashes are strewn over the waters, and the whole congregation bathes to cleanse themselves before returning home in the darkness.
Sit down, please. Some tea?
No, thanks.
Tea is very good. You drink. So, a spell has been put upon you? How do you know?
My thoughts.
Yes.
They're not mine.
Ah. They are yours, but they are not yours.
I know that sounds strange, but I believe that there's...
Tunjukuntaya. Show me.
Show you?
Show me these thoughts.
How?
Peek here. Think.
Think?
Think, and I will see.
You can see thought?
I see them well. I see them in your face. In what you call aura. Show me your thoughts.
But if you can already see my thoughts...
What they think That is your thought.
What they think?
Show me thought, and I see what they think.
I don't know how to do this.
Think of her. The one who does this to you.
I'll try.
Oh. Brahma. Malaysian. Sarira de car. Sirda. Tela. Oksaning. Jati. Bring her close. Deka Purna. Deka Udep.
Deka Udep. You are very handsome today.
Her name?
Nani?
Nani.
You are so very, very handsome.
She is the one. She is the one.
Tiffany. Tiffany, are you okay?
He too?
Jack is my friend.
Tiffany, can you hear me?
Friends are most dangerous. They are so close. They hurt so deep.
Tiffany, look at me.
Watch him closely. He is watching you.
Tiffany. Tiffany, hey, look at me.
What?
Where were you?
I was off somewhere.
Hey, I thought you went into a trance or something.
Maybe. No, I don't think so.
I will help you. But you do as I tell you.
Yes.
Tonight...
Tiffany, hey... But she's going out again.
Tonight, at the graveyard, near the monkey forest, go there. You know where?
Yes.
When you are there, I will help you.
The graveyard.
Tonight. Tonight.
Jack? Hey, Jack.
Huh?
Are you all right?
Oh, yeah.
Where were you?
I was just listening.
The receptive nature of our people and what you call our animistic beliefs brings out the elemental energies. And if you are open to it, there is magic in every situation.
Jack?
Hi, Monkey.
Why aren't you out being a tourist?
Well, I guess I've been too busy.
You are missing all of the hot spots.
I was thinking of driving down to the ocean.
Oh, to see Tarnalot.
What?
Tarnalot.
Is that a good place to park?
No. It is the temple in the sea.
Ah. Is that a good tourist hotspot?
One of the hottest.
Mare, I wanted to talk to you about Tiffany.
Do you want a beer?
Sure.
I'll get a couple.
So I've been seeing a medicine woman. So?
So what did she say?
She said someone put a spell on me and she'll take care of it.
What does that mean? Remove it or get even?
Whatever.
Do you know what you're doing? Okay. Is she doing a protective spell or a counterspell? Tiffany, you don't fool around with this stuff and just walk away from it.
Someone is doing a number on me.
Listen, if this is...
So I'm going to stop it.
Okay.
And I'm going to get even.
An eye for an eye. Tiffany... Listen.
Whose side are you on?
Nobody's.
Thanks.
Because I'm not convinced that anyone is doing anything to you. Jealousy is a very potent energy. And here, where you're dealing with elementals, I mean, you just think something, and there it is. I mean...
Well, how do you know what's been going on?
I have dealt with black magic in Morocco and in Brazil, and I am telling you right now, you can get out of this.
How?
Leave Bali.
That's just what she wants.
Well, just give it time to cool.
She wants to fight. Okay, fine.
Who?
What?
She, who?
All I want is peace of mind.
Yeah, by getting even. Look, you don't free yourself when you tie yourself to that person. That's what they feed off. Don't you get it? Mm-hmm. Oh, thanks. You know, Tiffany thinks someone's putting a spell on her.
What?
Black magic.
Who?
I'm not sure. Maybe Nani.
Nani?
You know, she's jealous of you and Nani.
Why?
Well, maybe because you spend so much time with Nani.
We are friends.
I think you should talk to Tiffany and convince her that you are just friends. Otherwise, this jealousy of hers is going to drive her crazy.
We talk.
You mean you have talked to her?
Sure. She wants me not to see Nani.
I know.
But we are friends since we are children.
Oh.
We played together.
Well, Tiffany thinks you're still playing together. Look, she really loves you. Okay, look, that's all I'm going to say. I'm off to the ocean. So, this is what the tourists do. Sit here and watch the sun go down. It sure is pretty.
You are very poor tourist.
I beg your pardon.
Well, you have no camera.
I don't need one. I'd rather just sit and watch and listen.
Hmm. Do you like the ocean?
Oh, yes. If I had been brought up by the sea, I don't think I could ever live away from it. I've heard the Balinese don't really like the sea.
Why? Because you don't see us lying all over the beach?
No. But I've read that your gods are in the mountains, and the demons live in the sea.
Yes.
Well, wouldn't that tend to favor one over the other?
Well, the ocean gives us so much.
Yeah, but aren't your gods... I mean, when you...
Mr. Jack, when we talk of God, we call Dewa. We don't mean the big god of Hinduism. We mean our own many, many different protecting spirit.
Yeah, but you do worship the Hindu gods.
Yeah, Bhattara, the High Lord. But they are too high, too... How you say,
Aloof?
Yes, aloof. Too aristocratic. No concern for our little problem. It is the local Dewa that give us happiness and good life.
Well, it certainly is a freewheeling religion.
What do you mean?
Well, from what I've heard, the Balinese are extremely liberal in matters of religion. I'm told that every time a new idea is introduced, instead of rejecting it, well, you just take it for what it's worth, and if you find it interesting enough, you assimilate it. You mix it into your religion.
Yes, because no one knows what power there may be in the new god.
Well, that makes a lot of sense.
Hmm. And for you?
Hmm?
Your religion.
Well, I don't really know anymore.
So, Americans are happy?
No, right now, I'd have to say no.
Why?
Well, as a rebel Catholic priest by the name of Matthew Fox once said, greed is a spiritual quest.
Oh.
You see, we are the big consumer superpower. We consume to fill an emptiness that really is a spiritual emptiness.
Mm-hmm.
And we won't stop until we realize you can't fill a spiritual void by devouring everything you can lay your hands on.
Yes, I see. You say to me, Bali make me happy.
Bali makes me happy.
So why don't you smile?
That's a good question.
So?
Really, I'm always forgetting how happy I am.
Come, Mr. Jack. Mm-hmm. If you not think so much, you're much happier.
Yeah, well, let me think about that.
No, no.
I'm just kidding.
To always see God above can cause you to forget that God is in nature, in the elements. It is also good to seek that which is beyond you. But remember, God is everywhere. Spirit is in the wind and the water and the balancing of human elements. To only look for what is beyond can make you blind to what is and remove you from that which is right here.
Celebration.
Yeah, where are they going?
To the temple in the monkey forest.
Well, let's follow them and see what's happening.
Okay, Mr. Jack.
I keep thinking about that dance we saw today. Theater here, it's so alive. It really means something. I have the impression that even when you're doing dances just for the tourists, you still really do it.
You know, the gods enjoy a good performance as much as we do.
I see. They're going into the forest. Is that him? The old man? I need to talk to you. Where'd he go? It sure is dark in here. Now I've lost the path. Damn it. Where am I? Wait a minute. There's something. A light. Is it him? Hey, I need your help. There's a friend, and she... No, that's not him. Ah, those lights. Moving about among the... This is a graveyard. Something is standing out there. Wait a minute. I think it's Tiffany?
Jack?
Come on. Let's go home.
Jack?
Tiffany, turn around.
Jack?
It's me. Turn around. Look at me. That's it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Great. There's demons coming out of the ground. Tiffany. They're blocking me off. They're in a circle all around me. Tiffany, come back. Nani, can you reach Tiffany? Nani, can you reach her? Wonderful dreams we're having here. Okay, I'm coming. Yes? What? Yeah. Pleasant dreams to you, too. Bali makes you happy. Oh, boy.